you don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, there ain't no valley low enough, there ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. Remember the day I set you free, I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want me somewhere, somehow. There ain't no mountain high enough, there ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby. Oh, no, no wind, no rain, no winter's cold can't stop me, baby, cause you were my gold. If you ever in trouble, there ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. You know that there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, there ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
This is J.D. Doyle with another rather esoteric edition of Queer Music Heritage. The show this month is dedicated to a whole lot of rare and obscure releases by lesbian artists. I'm calling the show Lesbian Music Obscurities, and I've joked with friends that, well, I could do a show like this every month. Now, fans of the women's music movement will probably recognize the voice of the singer of that first song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. She didn't do many cover versions, so I'll give you another chance to recognize her voice, doing a song called Easy Evil, written by Alan O'Day. The song was from O'Day's first LP, issued several years before his huge hit, Undercover Angel.
Well, you are such an easy evil, such a sensuous sinner. Sometimes I don't know what to do until I've been taken in. Well, you are such an easy evil, such a promise of fun. Oh, sometimes I go again.
Yes, that was Chris Williamson. And that track sounds a bit inspired by the hit Carole King albums out at that time. And that time was 1973. The songs come from a very rare privately released EP. And for those too young to know, EP stood for Extended Play and generally meant four songs on a 7-inch vinyl record. And that one took me a long time to track down. Let's refresh our minds on our Chris Williamson recording history. She released her first album in 1964 when she was just 16 years old and in high school. Two more self-released albums would follow the next 2 years. A full album followed in 1971 on a real record label, Ampex, and then came the 1973 EP. And all this was prior to when Olivia Records began in 1974. That EP had two more songs, but I'm saving those for the end of this segment. I'm going next to another artist who later recorded on the Olivia Records label, and her first album was on that label in 1986. She's Lucy Blue Tremblay, and she also had a bit of recording history in her native Canada. One of her most popular songs is called So Lucky, and it's definitely my favorite by her. Well, I've got the original version of it from 4 years earlier, in 1982. It's on a 45 RPM record, again, a very rare one, and I found it interesting it wasn't even the A side of the disc. That was a song called La Frique, and as Lucy Blue was from Montreal, it was sung in French. Here are So Lucky and La Frique.
So lucky that I should be in love with someone like you. No one makes me feel the way you do, the way you do. You're making my dream come true. So lovely, and I can tell just by your smile and in your eyes. It keeps my heart so warm, like you do, like you do.
Trying for so long, how Hi, this is Lucie Blue Tremblay, and you are listening to Queer Music Heritage.
Looking out the window at all the beautiful things to see. With hills on the mountain, the valley of the city. Of the beauty that surrounds us, that God has made for all to see. Just wait and wait for some sunshine to come into my life again. And it's so hard to keep faith, and I know I should be stronger to help me while.
Music.
followed Lucy Blue Tremblay with another Canadian singer, Sarah Ellen Dunlap, doing the songs from her 1976 45 RPM recording, Looking Out the Window and Rock and Roll Music. Dunlap is also a pioneer. She's been honored in Canada as being a true force in women's music there, not only for her singing, but for opening one of the first gay and lesbian bars in Toronto called the Music Room, a place where our community could feel safe long before there were gay parades to march in. She founded one of the first lesbian bands in the early 70s called Mama Kia. Sarah Ellen Dunlap died in 1978, and the year before, a new band formed, and in honor of Mama Kia, they called themselves Mama Kia II. They released one 12-inch 45 in 1982, and from it, I picked the song Angry Young Woman.
She's my thigh, and I spit in ecstasy. And she's calm and she's cool, so why do I do when she's near me? Is it love? Yes, I feel that. We'll be right back.
inside, but it happens to me every day.
It ain't love, oh no, you got to take it slowly.
That's what my friends all say. They say,
is it love?
Yes, I feel that.
Again, in that set, the first act was Mama Kia 2, and shortly before that release, in 1982, the lead singer Lorraine Segato and the drummer Billy Bryans joined with others to form Parachute Club, one of the most popular Canadian bands of the 1980s. And the second song of that set was the very lesbian-specific Normandy from Mickey Wagner on her 1981 LP called Infatuation. And I couldn't resist playing another song from that album, her cover of the Joe Jackson song, Is She Really Going Out With Him?
Hey, would you like to know something interesting? I know what a lesbian is. Yes, I do. There's these two pretty ladies that live down the block in that greenhouse with three dogs in the yard. And I asked them why there's no daddy at their house, and they said it's because they are lesbians. They told me it. Yes, and I seen them kiss each other goodbye on their porch yesterday. I went and asked Mama if she knew what a lesbian was. She said she didn't know. So I told her. She knows now. I think I will change my name from Edith Ann to Lesbian. I think it sounds cute. And that's the truth.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies, a gracious hello. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? A Miss Doris Gay? Good. How are you, Miss Gay? This is Miss Tomlin at the telephone company. Yes, well, we have a little problem with your name. Well, we simply cannot print it in our listings. Well, that may well... Just a minute. That may well be. That may well be, but I'm sorry. Those are the rules. After all, children can look through the phone book, and you know young impressionable minds. Well, I am very sorry. Well, then you're just going to have to change your name. But by the way, are you? You know, Gay? Oh, you can tell me. Come on, I know what's happening. I'm hip to the happenings. I had an uncle once who was that way. You are, aren't you? I knew it, Dyke. Isn't that what you people like to be called? Excuse me, just a minute. Just a minute, young lady. Just a minute. We do not allow such language to pass through our instruments.
Okay, that wasn't music, but I had to share those. If you're old enough to remember the 1970s hit TV show Laugh-In', then you probably love the characters Lily Tomlin gave us, including Edith Ann and Ernestine. Though those two clips were definitely not from TV. They came from a charity event from 1974 called Gay Liberation Follies. I'm going to slip in a bit of country, and lyrically lesbian country is a bit hard to find, but Jane Howard gave us some on her cassette tape called Passage in 1989. There's just something about her.
Well, there's just something about her, and I think I knew right from the start. And the way that my life feels without her tells me what it is, at least in part. 'Cause there's just something about her, though she's not like some movie queen. Well, she's a down-to-earth, working-class Madonna in her worn-out running shoes and faded jeans. And it's not the way she looks, but the way she looks at me. And anyway, what do you say to a woman who says it's meant to be? And our dreams, well, you can't all but see them. Just over there is something about her. What it is, can't quite say. It's how the sun comes on lazy Sunday morning, or how a harbor light cuts through life's darkest day. And her words tonight, tomorrow's poetry. And her hands are kind of passageway for me. And our dreams, well, you can all but see. Just over there. where you can all but see them, getting closer day by day. Yes, there's just something about her, and I don't care what it is, long as she stays. No, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is, long as she stays.
Well, I was driving down the interstate in my Toyota pickup truck. General public, they just kind of assume that I'm a man. When they figure it out, well, they're kind of surprised. But the dice, they know who I am. They'll wink at me when they can. I'm not a sir, I'm a dyke. Yes, I'm a lesbian.
Cowgirl Sweethearts gave us that song about bathroom confusion. You Got Me All Wrong. That was from their 1994 cassette called The Cowgirl Collection. And here's a very rare song by one of the most beloved singers of the women's music movement, Meg Christian. What makes it so very rare is that it was on the very first record released by Olivia Records, a 45 RPM one, and the song appeared on no album. Also unusual is that it was a cover song. So here's Meg singing the Carole King song, Lady.
If the thoughts in my head could reach a great distance and somehow get into your mind, they would tell you much more than all the words I could speak from now till the end of time. and soul too. How does it feel when he holds you? As you reap the sad harvest of wanting too much, pretending you still feel alive, now and then looking back over all you've forsaken, there's nothing to do but survive.
That second and very short song was called Women Loving Women and is from the 1976 LP Sometimes I Wish by Carol Etzler. and one of our earliest lesbian music pioneers, is actually more known for her contribution to lesbian journalism. In 1947, going by the pen name of Lisa Benn, which is an anagram for lesbian, Edith Eade created, published, and distributed the very first lesbian magazine, which she called Vice Versa. 9 issues were done through 1948, and by the way, you can read all of them on my website. But Lisa was also an entertainer and loved to especially sing parodies of known songs, done with a lesbian twist. Her music appears in several gay and lesbian documentaries, including Before Stonewall. She wrote original songs as well, and the Daughters of Bilitis issued one of them on a 45 RPM record in 1960 as a fundraiser. Here's Cruisin' Down the Boulevard and its flip side, Frankie and Johnny.
If booze have got you, hard luck has caught you, and you're bemoaning all the troubles your romance has brought you, just let them watch you cruising down the boulevard. A few distractions bring gay reactions. The movies aren't the only places showing main attractions. Get into action, cruising down that boulevard. In big towns or small, most any place at all, an apt companion can be found. If you're left in the lurch, and it seems a fruitless search, keep stamping around on that old camping ground. Investigation takes concentration. Be careful, don't be overworking your imagination when you're lending support to that favorite sport. Cruising down the boulevard. In big towns or small, most any place at all, they say an apt companion can be found. If you're left in the lurch and it seems a fruitless search, keep standing around on that old camping ground. Investigation takes concentration. Be careful, don't be overworking your imagination when you're lending support to that favorite sport. Cruising down the boulevard, hot damn, cruising down the boulevard.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers, lordy, but how they could camp. Swore to stick to one another, just like two West postage stamps. He was his man, but he done him wrong. Frankie swished down to the gay bar to sip him some pink lemonade. He asked, has my Johnny been in here? Was he caught in last night's raid? Ooh, he's my man. Is he a-doing me wrong? The bartender said, listen, Frankie, I ain't gonna tell you no lies. Your John's got it made with a piece of trade who is known as Nelly Bly. If he's your man, ooh, honey, he's a-doing you wrong. Frankie went to the hotel room, knelt down by the keyhole to spy, and sure enough, there was his John boy fooling round this other guy. He caught his man, he was a-doing him wrong. Frankie flew down to the gun shop, bought a pearl handle 44, his fickle fruit, he shot right through that door. He shot his man for doing him wrong. Frank was not much of a marksman, and that hotel door was shut. The bullets were meant for their cruel, cruel hearts, and they landed in there. But he shot his man for doing him wrong. story has quite a moral, and you can plainly see.
Plenty more fruit in the orchard, so go out and shake that tree. Don't shoot your man for doing you wrong. Never, never shoot your man for doing you wrong.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm winding down part one of my special show, Lesbian Music Obscurities. And as promised at the start, I've got the other two songs from that very rare Chris Williamson EP from 1973. First, you'll hear one called Mambo Jumbo, done kind of in the vein you would expect. And the other song, which was the name of a horse, Sham, is a bit more spirited and was done live before an audience. That one was re-recorded in 1978 for Chris's LP, Live Dream. Here are Mambo Jambo and Sham.
Let's go mambo to a big name combo, wherever that's fine and dandy. With back come in handy is a homespun tune to sing under the moon, you're divine. Drink the moonshine.
Hi, this is Chris Williamson. I'm really happy to be part of Queer Music Heritage.
Mm-hmm. November, I was in Montana. And the ground was still pretty frozen. So we decided to go riding. And my friend said, I guarantee you that you'll never have a ride like this in your life. The horse they had given me was descended from Man of War. And there were no fences. So off we went.
Get up, get up on my horse, girl. Get up, get up on my horse. Come on, get up on my horse and let him take you for a ride. Coming all over you, and it makes you so high when he catches your eye, and you laugh and laugh to be the bear. And it takes you so fast and so high that you fly, for the horse, it seems, has grown wings beneath your seems has grown wings beneath your hand. Mother, father, look at me here. Sister, brother, I am free here, flying on a horse. Oh, how we are shining. Tell them, I rode away, and tell them I had more than I said.